Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, I got to thank everybody for showing love. You're really killing me with the response and really loving the podcast and loving the new direction. So I appreciate it, man. Like, you know, I got some people hitting me up talking about, man, you're back to why I started. You know what I mean? Because, you know, some of your stuff was on that bull. And I'm like, oh, you know, I get it. You know, like I said, you know, everything ain't for everybody. But, you know, I appreciate you showing the love. And I told you we're going to get back to the essence, and I want to help my Black man out. You know what I'm saying? That's my focus right now. Okay. So what's this? As you read, why Black men avoid therapy. Now, I told a story last week. I'm going to tell it again. All right. About my trauma when it came to therapy. When I was younger, I was like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years old, third, fourth or fifth grade. One of those grades. Not quite sure. You know, I was telling my counselor in school about all the issues my family was having. And, you know, she said, you know, hey, come, you know, get your mom, come in and we'll talk about it. So I went to my mom. I said, hey, mom. Blah, blah, blah. I talked to the counselor. Counselor said we should come in and talk. My mother looked at me dead in my eyes and said, what? I don't got the problem. You got the problem. So I ain't going. So you can go talk to the counselor, but I'm not going because I don't got the problem. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that set a trick, that set something in me that made me not want to seek therapy, not want to seek counseling, not want to seek anybody to tell about my problems. Because as soon as I was vulnerable and let myself talk and said I wanted to do it, my mother shut me down immediately. And even now, you know, not now, but, you know, and then growing up, people were like, oh, maybe we should go therapy. I'm not crazy. That's not for people like me, because at the end of the day, therapy in the Black community is not popular. You know, that's a white thing. Oh, you got mental health issues. Oh, that's a white thing in the Black community. So at the end of the day, it is frowned upon. It really is. You know, we do everything to avoid it, because in our community, that's whack. Like you crazy? Like, oh my God, you really crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's so funny that anything in the Black community, especially dealing with Black men, is seen as it's so negative. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like right now, it's like Facebook. You go on Facebook and you talk about your new business. People are hating. Oh, my God. You know, nobody's supporting nothing. But once you make it, then everybody wants to support. You know what I'm saying? And that's the realities of being a Black man. Nobody recognizes you until you're successful. And then when you're successful, when you become too successful, then they hate on you. Like, no matter what we do, there's never a part in a Black man's life where we're like, ah, finally I'm here, I'm good. Never. It doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of things in Black men that are not treated at all, that we just live with, like major depressive disorder. You know what I'm saying? Generalized anxiety disorder, PTSD. I've talked about that before. Adjustment disorder, meaning emotional distress ties to life stresses like money, work, relationship. This is what we deal with all the time, but we never go to treat it. And it's funny because statistically, you know what our therapy is? Emergency rooms, court, bars, drugs. And I know you probably explain that. A lot of people, because of their anxiety, because of their mental health, will be violent, make a mistake, PTSD, they become violent. And then they do something and they wind up in the court system. Or they take drugs and they overdose on drugs, or take so much drug that it affects their kidney, their liver, drinking and things like that. You wind up in an emergency room. You see where I'm going here? That's when it gets to the point where it gets so bad. We're in the places that they're treating the symptoms or handling the problem, but not treating the cause of the problem. The court system is going to prosecute you on the violent thing you did, but they're not going to sit there and say, man, where did this come from? How can we help him heal? No, you're just going to go to jail.
your body. You go to the hospital, they're going to diagnose you with problem, kidney problems or lung problems, whatever. They're going to diagnose you with problems and handle that. But at the end of the day, you can't go back and address the original reason anymore. I was doing all this because food was my comfort. Drinking alcohol was my comfort. Drugs was my comfort. It helped me deal with life. But at the end of the day, we won't go to therapy. It makes more sense. Yo, let me tell you, it's more accepted in the hood that you smoke some weed and do some crazy shit to handle your problems than it is for you to go to a therapist and talk about it. Like, literally, let's be real. You get the women like that. No woman, black men, you meet a woman today and you're on a date. And she says, what are you doing? Oh, I'm in therapy right now to deal with my past trauma in my life. She gonna look at you crazy like, oh, this nigga crazy. I gotta go. That ain't sexy. But if you be like, yo, I just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? After doing, 5 years in jail. You know what I'm saying? I was out there selling drugs, doing my thing. Oh, my God. Panties open. That's my little sign of a woman's whiteness. Oh, panties open. Like, think about it. How many good guys are baby fathers? Like literally, think about it. How many black women you have met that said, man, me and my baby father would be good. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't happen. It's not out there. But the majority of these women out here complain about their man. There's some, you find out he's a drug dealer, a convict, a liar, a stealer, a womanizer. Wasn't shit when you met him, but you still gave him the drawers and opened your wound to him. Because that's what attracts the women, the drama. Like no nice guy get the girls. Let's be real. I mean, there are guys in jail right now that can't get the women off of them. That are putting money in their commissary. And when they get out, there's a whole show, Love at the Lockup. A whole show. I think it's on its like 10th season now, right? I used to watch the show faithfully because it's funny. But it's like on its 8th, 19th. It has a lot of seasons. And there's a lot of these women that are loving these guys. Like, literally, think about it. It is so bad out here in the world that you have to go to jail to say you found a good man. Bullshit. It's because women naturally like the bad boys. That's what they want. They don't want the good guy. Especially in the black community, they don't want the good guy. They say that most of the women that are baby mothers, they're the ones sleeping with 20% of the black men population. 20%. The criminals, the drug dealers, the hustlers, the wannabe rappers, all that stuff. Those are the niggas that just bums living off of girls. Those are the 20%. But you want me to go to therapy to better myself, but these guys out here that obviously got trauma and problems in their life, they're getting all the nookie. They got multiple baby mamas. And you sitting here trying to get your first girl. I mean, it in our community, particularly in our community, it does not pay to be the good guy. So if I go to therapy and I heal myself, and I talk to a woman, I say, I healed myself. I went through my trauma. I went through, you're a good guy because you went and you did that. I guarantee in a month, she's going to be banging the drug dealer down the block. Because you know what? And we know this too. Being a good man has never made a woman's coochie wet. Especially a black woman. Unfortunately. Now, are there exceptions to the rules? Yes. Are there great couples out there with great marriages and a woman's appreciating him and vice versa? Yes. Yes. But see, you can't live your life by the exception of the rule. Meaning, like, if you place a bet, is it more likely that this dog that has won 5 out of 6 last races is going to lose to this dog that's never won a race? Statistically, you want to bet on the one that has. Now, for some reason, if you bet on the dog that didn't win any races and then he wins, you win big. See, that's a gamble. A gamble is something that you know is against you oddwise, but you still go for it. And that's why the payout's bigger. But see, the thing is, do you want to gamble your life? Because a lot of men gamble their life with women and wound up getting half of everything in their life taken. half of everything in your life is taken. And for the future of your life, she is going to take all your stuff. What therapy can help you? What therapy could help a man? And like I said, I'm not speaking against therapy, but I'm speaking for the reason why we don't. Because at the end of the day, when I go to therapy and you tell me that I'm worth something, that I'm worthy, that I should deal with my trauma and be a better man and things like that, as soon as I step out of that door, the world's going to hit me with the same thing. Like, the therapy is not changing what I deal with outside. See, therapy is something inner you have to want. You have to say, I want to heal myself. I want to feel better for me. I want to be healed from the trauma that my parents put me through. But unfortunately, as soon as you go out in the world, they don't give a fuck about your healing. They want the bad boy. They want the guy out there banging chicks, selling drugs, doing bad. Because if we don't, then we have to get the leftovers. The women that have multiple babies already by those guys. Women that just, let's be honest, aren't unattractive. Don't keep themselves up. That's what you have to choose. You can't get the good looking girl. You know why? Because they're running after the dude that got four baby mamas already. So you got to settle for Shirley. Because it's like, hey, this is all I can get. Therapy is not going to help me with that. Therapy is not going to help the culture change my mind, change their mind about me. That's why we run from therapy. Now, granted, I gave the whole reasons why, but let's talk about why we should go in therapy. Because we got to get to a point as black men that we want to be good for ourselves. We're not here to be good for black women. We're not here to play tap and dance for master, for society. We're here to be better for ourselves. And doing that is we need to use the freedom in the system we have right now to create our own world. Because right now the world is not going to help you heal. You have to seek healing inside yourself. And you have to accept the fact that that healing will be looked down upon. That nobody's going to support that healing. But you're doing it for yourself. Therapy is good, though. I've been to therapy. Me and my wife, we've done marriage therapy to do research about, you know what I'm saying, about divorce not an option, our podcast we have. So therapy has been very good for us, good for me. I've done my individual, so I do it. But I understand we live in a world that is frowned upon, that is not encouraged. But let's talk about something else. What does therapy look like? Because a lot of us don't even know what it looks like. Like, you may say, okay, what's therapy? I just sit on the couch and talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? But this is what it should look like, to be honest, you know? Your first session should be talking about stress, pressure, anger, and exhaustion. It should be a space where you're allowed to just express yourself, your frustrations, what's going on in your life. It should allow you to do that. That's what therapy is for. Most of the time, it's never somebody telling you what to do or how that. It's basically letting you be in a safe space to express it. You should also be discussing sleep, your work, and your relationships, because those three things right there are very important to stable mental. You know, you got to get the proper sleep. I talked about me when I was sleep deprivation. I had a cloud over my head. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, sleep is important. Your work is very important because that's your bread and butter. Unfortunately, jobs always like to keep employees feeling like they may not be there. They may fire them. Then we see companies laying off. That's always a stressor in somebody's life, you know, because, you know, most Americans live from paycheck to paycheck. Prices are rising right now. So you don't know what you need to do. You know, you don't know what you'll do if you lost your job, because like I said before, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. So that's always a stress. That's always a problem. And then also your relationships. You know, You may be with somebody, a female that doesn't, or, you know, just from the male point of view, you may be with a female that's not giving you appreciation, that's not giving you love. It's more stress. You're taking care of her. The relationship is just toxic. Then also your family. You know, you have a toxic relationship with your family. You know, you can still not have dealt with things that happen with your family. Your family can have it for money or using you. I mean, there's so many different things that, like that can happen with the family, that those things should be talked about during therapy. And then I think also another area that should be talked in is no pressure to confess and relive trauma immediately. Like, don't be scared to talk about that stuff. Relive it. Feel it again. Understand where it's coming from so you can deal with it. It's like confronting your fears. There shouldn't be any pressure to do it, but it definitely should be something that you start to do because it feels so much better when you actually face it. So let's go over again some of the common reasons why men we avoid therapy. Fear of being misunderstood. Mistrust of the medical system. Belief that strength means silence. Lack of representation. And concerned about being labeled and judged. Now, look at those things. Hear what I'm saying and tell me that there isn't one or two shit. Maybe all of them applies to you. Let's be honest. Because at the end of the day, I could sit here and say at different times of my life, or maybe simultaneously in my life or overlapping, that I've been in all of these positions. Like, literally. Because we got to understand the stigma. Like, we have to understand that therapy is not the enemy. Therapy is not a white man thing. Yeah, I said it. Therapy is not a white man thing. It is an everybody thing. We all need to be able to be in a space to express ourselves, to talk about it, to get an understanding of everything. One of the fascinating things that that's helped me out, and I took my mental health journey late in life. I did a lot of things to avoid it, to ease the pain. So when I was doing the book Black Men's Mental Health Bible, which is available on Amazon right now, great reading. I'm working on a part two right now, the second edition. But one of the things that was so perplexing to me was when I was reading the book and I was reading the different definitions and the things, I saw a scenario of my life pop up in every single time I read those diagnoses, every time explanation, every time there was a period of my life that popped up that I said, that's what happened to me. That's me. I mean, seriously. So when I was writing a book, it was so therapeutic to me to write that book. I really saw myself in these diagnoses, these explanations in the DSM-5. I really said, wow, this is explaining my situation to the T. I didn't think that it was trauma. I thought it was just regular life, but it was trauma. It was a mental health disorder. My behavior, how I acted and things like that. The anxiety, the fear has always been there. It's always been there. One thing I used to do in business, I used to always double check myself, right? Overdo it. Like, I got this deal, but, you know, let me check. I was double checking myself because I had this fear that once I get something good, it's going to be taken away. That was a genuine fear I had. So everything I did, I was humbled, but I never relaxed. I never enjoyed the moment. I was like, nah, I got to find this. I got to find that out. Let me do this. Let me do that. Because at the end of the day, that's what my life was. A series of me defending myself from harm. But I'm not going to sit there in therapy and talk about it. Therapy is for white people. That's what they say. My last book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, was actually developed. The idea was developed maybe 4 or 5 years ago when I was sitting in a therapy session. I was talking to the gentleman and we were talking and we were talking about men and how we go through trauma to be better. And I said, right, I said, you know, I guess men are meant to be broken. And he looked at me and said, what did you say? I was like, yeah, men are meant to be broken. He was like, yo, that's a phenomenal title for a book. He's like, are you going to use it? I was like, I may use it. He's like, all right, because if you don't, I'm going to write a book and name it that way. But I already wrote my book, so I can tell he could write his. You know what I'm saying? But men are meant to be broken. Even though I find that statement true, meaning that men are meant to go through hardship and pain to be the men to become the men they are, to be the fathers, the husbands, the leaders. They have to go through trauma. But see, just because you go through trauma doesn't mean that you can't do things to heal from trauma. Let me repeat that. Just because you need drama as black men, we need that trauma to be better men, to learn, doesn't mean we can't heal from it. See, that's the difference. I don't know how everybody was raised. People were raised differently, depending on where you're at, where you live, the culture you're in. So you know what? I can't sit here and be sure on the exact way for you to heal from your trauma because everybody's different. But one thing I could say is that you need to see a therapist and you need to make sure that you take the road to healing. And it's not an embarrassment. It's not a flex or whatever. It's an actual flex. I'm trying to use the young people's term, but it's actually good for you in the long run. Healing yourself as a man right now should be the priority of every black man right now. We can't go around with grudges. We can't go around being mad. We don't have that luxury. So you know what we got to do? Put the work in ourselves. Heal ourselves. Seek out help that makes sense. Because see, nobody's going to understand your pain. Nobody's going to understand anything about you. They're going to lead you down the wrong road or they're just going to put a Band-Aid on the symptoms but not help you solve the problem. So go to therapy. Recognize what's going on with you. If anything I say resonates in you as far, oh, that could be me, go to therapy. Most insurances pay for it. You may say, damn, Cass, well, I don't have money for a therapist. I don't have insurance. Then keep watching my podcast or other content creators or research online. Go to the library. If you don't have a Wi-Fi, go to the library, your local libraries. They have Wi-Fi. Be on the computer doing research. You know what I'm saying? But do the steps to heal yourself. Everybody's different. Somebody may say therapy's for them. Somebody say that shit ain't for me. And I respect it. But the thing is, you got to do the work. Regardless of what route you take, you got to do the work because it's very important that you recognize why the trauma you have and you recognize I need help to heal. Let me seek out therapy. There's millions, maybe, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of clinically trained psychologists, mentors, counselors, leaders in the community, leaders in your church that you should be able to talk to, that you should be able to communicate your frustration, your agony, your pain, your hurt, your love, your devotion, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? The church, and there are people out there that will make that environment very comfortable for you because that's what they're supposed to do. So once again, I got to thank everybody for listening to me, really rocking with me. I love that you love the new direction. I love that you're saying that I'm back on track, that you got Cass back. I'm so happy and blessed that you are with me still and rocking with me after all these years. I think we're up to like 200, almost 250 episodes. You know, like that's an achievement. You know what I'm saying? That is an achievement that at the end of the day, most people don't even have. I know people that did a podcast for a month and quit.
You know what I'm saying? But to do this for over 200 episodes, wow. I'm blessed. And like I said, this year is going to be different. I'm getting back to the business of Black Man. Like I said, I got my notes. I got everything I want to talk about. I'm doing this for y'all. This ain't going to be me ranting. I don't care about what happens in the internet. I may use some things as an example, but I'm not going to focus on nobody or like I used to do. Casanova's crazy, but I'm not doing none of that anymore.
So go to CasanovaWilliams.com. You could check out everything I'm doing. And also go to BlackMenMentalHealth.com as well. I appreciate you. Until next time.